Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. And Rhonda, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how people can get a hold of you?
Okay. The name is Rhonda Smith, and the Smith is not an alias. I do all kinds of stuff. I'm a teacher. I'm a metaphysician. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a Chios master. I've trained in several different healing paradigms. And I basically am one of those Renaissance people. If you need it done, I can probably do it. If it's something psychic, I've helped people cross over and cleared stuff out and done all that paranormal stuff. I'm just a little bit of everything. And people want to go to our information site. That is www.theawakeningcenter.com. And if they want to join our social site, where we have a bunch of people who do events and things like that, it's a voice chat. So, if you don't have a mic, it's no big deal. You can still text in the room, but you can hear everybody through your speakers. And that one is theawakenet.org. And there is a registration with that, but it's free. And we got a lot of stuff going on there. Then I have a radio show called Awake Now What? And that's blogtalkradio.com/awake. And we do that every Sunday evening Eastern time at 6 o'clock for 2 hours. And we have a lot of good stuff going on there. And for January 2nd, I'm getting a bunch of people together to give people information about 2011, because that's a double master year numerologically.
Oh, great.
And it's going to be intense. And so far we have Carrie O'Connor, we have Julia Griffin, Shelley Dressel, and Virginia O'Hara, who are all going to be giving people different perspectives. So that's going on January 2nd on the radio show.
Good. Great. So tell us a little bit more about the 2011 master number.
Okay, the big thing with 2011, see, 2010 was for you to become a person of integrity. Everything that was in your face was for you to release the old limiting belief systems and move into the fact that you are spirit in a bodysuit having a physical experience rather than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was rough on a lot of people. A lot of people did the avoidance dance. Next year, they're not going to be able to avoid, because it has both the master number of 22, which is the spiritual builder on the physical plane, which means you're going to take all those ideals and all that stuff, and you're going to manifest it into your life. I believe the phrase that's usually used is walk your talk.
Yeah.
And behind that is an 11, which connects you to all of your knowledge, your spirit, the whole business, because your thinking is not done by that little CPU in your head.
Right.
Your real thinking, your real thoughts come from outside the physical body. And that 11 connects you to the spirit so that you can get the inspirations, the revelations. The phone's going to be ringing all year, and whether or not you pick it up, it's up to you.
Yep.
That's great. Yeah, that's going to be 2011.
So a lot of challenges there. And then I know you know a lot about numerology. Can you just talk to us I know a little bit, but not much, about how you use it and maybe where it came from, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, numerology actually dates all the way back to the Sumerians. And then it was taken over by the Chaldeans up until 600 when the Chaldeans, along with Babylon, got zapped out. And then Alexander the Great took the mathematics there and had it all translated so that people in the Mideast and, like the Ottoman Empire was real good in math.
Mm-hmm.
So all that Pythagorean stuff is traced all the way back to Sumeria. And one of the things they did is the numerology is your psyche, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's what you planned when you came in. It's your life path. It's your heart's desire. It's the tools you brought with you it shows you what your prana is, the essence of you. And it also shows the activator, which is the kundalini, which is makes you aware of who you are.
Uh-huh.
So there's like 100 different aspects in the entire numerology chart.
Wow.
And they all have different roles to play. And, excuse me, what happened is the Chaldeans began seeing behavior patterns that would be reflected in what the person was named. By your name, you shall be known.
Uh-huh. Yep, I remember that one.
That's numerology.
Uh-huh.
And your date of birth says, okay, this is the path you've chosen to walk. Now, astrology gives you all of the external energies that are going to be reacting with your internal energies, numerology,
uh-huh.
in order for you to complete what you've planned for your evolution, because this whole thing is about the soul's evolution.
Right.
So that's how they interact.
So do you put those two together when you help people?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
Can you kind of give us like a numerological countdown towards 2012 in whichever fashion that you would do that?
Okay, hang on a minute, because I will have to bring up what I've been working on here.
Oh, great. So you happen to be working on something like that, huh?
Yeah. The Sedona Journal, I do the numerology for them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Great.
And their December issue is always, what do you predict for the next year? So.
Well, there you go. I guess the Arcturians asked that question, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you've got 2011. It's a year of mastery, master building on the material plane. It brings you a lot of strength, a lot of courage, a lot of responsibility to bring into the material plane and actually put it into form.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is going to be directed toward being that master builder and teacher. Working in cooperation with others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, January is going to be a 23/5. Now, you've got, the thing is in layers. So you've got the year underlying everything all year. Then you have a different vibration for each month.
Okay.
Then you have a different vibration for each day in the month and each week.
Wow.
So you look at all those levels, and then you finally figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in January, you got a 23/5. And what that means is opportunities to connect and stay connected to your inner knowing, which, of course, connects you to your true security within, because that's the only place security exists.
That's for sure.
So, you know, it's up to you whether or not you're going to pick up the ringing phone. The experiences are going to help you understand that you can cope no matter what. Because if you think you can't cope, then you've put a limitation in there.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is all going to be about coping, which means people are going to get stressed if they have been dragging their feet about this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The whole thing is it frees you up to be able to do things in your own way.
Now, that's freedom. That's a good thing.
Yep.
Scary for people who don't think that they can yet, but wonderful for people that are on the fence.
Right.
That are trying to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can just do it their way.
Yeah, the bottom line is there's no right or wrong way. What feels right to you is the right way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's probably not the same way somebody else would do it.
Yep.
And that's fine.
It's that releasing the polarized thinking, you know, where we put everything in good and bad and right and wrong.
Yep.
And instead of, you know, fifth-dimensional thinking where it all exists in the one. It's all in the flow of the one.
Yeah.
Okay, so January is a good foundational month, would that be correct to say?
Yeah, it's all about getting you connected to who you are and acting upon that.
And acting, that's the deal, the acting. Okay.
Yeah. And then February moves into a 24/6. Now, what that's going to do is develop a deep sense of order within.
Mm.
You, the whole idea, it'll help you to feel secure, gain inspiration from this place of order within. See, you can't have freedom if you don't have self-discipline. And you're not going to have self-discipline if you don't have things in order.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So these energies not only help you develop that sense of order, but they also increase your sensitivity to what lies beneath the surface.
Okay.
Because it's all foundational. What you're basically doing in 2011 is building the foundation of you that is going to move through 2012 until you're ready to transition in December.
Okay, that sounds positive, sounds fun.
Yep.
And necessary.
Very much so.
Very necessary, great.
Then in March, you've got a 25-7, and that is that 7, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's going to enable you to lift your veils so you really see reality. See, the only thing that is real is your consciousness.
Right.
The rest of it is all illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you perceive. So once you accept that fact and don't limit it or say you're less than or whatever because your conscious is unlimited and connected to everything,
mm-hmm.
then you will begin getting to the point that you will command you, which is the only thing you have a right to command anyway.
Right.
But in that command of yourself, you end up having command of what you're creating, which is your life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I heard somewhere that March was going to be a big year, and I don't even remember anything about where I heard it or anything, but
yeah,
if it's pulling down the illusions, that's going to be a pretty big year.
Yeah, yeah, and it's all about reconstructing your mental energies into
yes.
a positive force.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, for example, what we basically want to do is get up into the ninth dimensional thinking because the group consciousness did a big jump after they moved most of us into the fifth at the end of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of us said, we're not doing the step-by-step stuff. Let's just go to the ninth and get it over with.
Okay.
And in ninth dimensional thinking, a good example, I suppose, would be, say you got somebody that's got to get to a meeting and they're running late, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go out and there's a traffic jam. Their chosen response to that is to get all uptight, all nervous, not going to make it, blah, 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 blah. Needless to say, they don't make it. Because
exactly.
that's where their energies are and that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Now you got this other guy who's also late for the meeting. He goes out and runs into the same traffic jam. However, he knows, the key word here is know,
yeah.
that he will get there on time. When he puts his energies in that position, the traffic jam opens up, the lights are all green, and he's there on time.
You know, that's really interesting because in the show just before you, the Arcturians are talking about listening to our knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good when things hook up and different people come up with the same situation from a different place, you know?
Yeah.
That's like putting all the puzzle pieces together.
Yeah, and one of the things that's going to be going on, it's been going on in 2010, but it's going to really be going on in 2011.
Uh-huh.
People are going to have to examine what they believe.
Yeah.
Because they have owned so much that is not true that they have to bring that up and clear it. And nobody can do it for them.
Yeah.
You got to do the work. So sorry, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, we have to work.
So, you know, that's the whole thing that's going on there, is bringing all that up so that you understand, you know, what is really going on and who you really are.
Uh-huh.
You know, getting to the top of, who was it, Maslow, the psychologist? Getting to the top
right,
of his
yeah.
pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Being self-actualized.
Yes.
You know, then you become a person of integrity because you've
mm-hmm.
integrated who you are.
Yes. And so that's by March, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I know that's it's not quite that simple, but the energies in March will be really assisting us to move in that manner, is
yep.
what you're saying.
Yeah, and you know, people are going to have all their fears come up, and you know, what if it doesn't work? Well, if it doesn't, then you just understand that you can make the choices, and if it doesn't work, choose something else.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Just choose something else.
Right, and I kind of look at it in the way of if I chose something and it didn't work, that there's something better, and I needed to have this experience to prepare myself for the something better. That's, well, you know, better, of course, is that kind of a judgment thing, but that it's within the path.
Right.
That, you know, I was thinking that's the end of the path, but only because I wasn't really fully open. And so this experience that didn't work out the way I wanted it to work out, it's a great teacher. You know, I look back at my life, and I'm sure everyone can. You look back at your failures, and you've learned really a lot from the quote, failures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the only mistake is when you don't learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other mistake is that you just refuse to admit that you screwed it up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the whole thing. The whole process here is about having the experience.
Yes.
And if, you know, once we get into judgment, was a good experience, bad experience, blah, 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 it was just an experience, you know?
Yep.
Don't get your shorts in a twist.
Exactly. So, okay, we got April. Do we have April? Have you done April yet?
Yeah. Yeah. April is a 26-8.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to be a pretty easy flowing month.
Oh, good. After
and
March, we'll be ready.
Yeah, definitely. It will bring abundance as long as you take the responsibility to use that abundance in service to humankind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that does not mean going to the cross. Okay, that's all a false belief thing.
Right.
What it means is you take what you need, and then the excess you use to help others. Okay. And as long as you do that, you've got the flow working, so you're always going to have enough. You know, get out of this lack mentality stuff.
Right.
Okay. And once that flow gets going, once you get centered in yourself, then everything flows like it should.
Yeah, and if people are stuck in a lack mentality, if you give away what you want, you're going to bring that energy into you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people lately. I don't know why, but I'm going through my closets, and I'm just giving stuff away, and I just say, good. You know?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to manifest that into your physical, then you got to do something in the physical.
Yeah.
And if that just means cleaning out your closet and giving a bunch of stuff to Goodwill, that's fine. That's a physical manifestation of getting rid of the garbage.
Yeah, letting go of the past. And also letting go of anything that is holding you back.
Right.
You know, really allowing yourself. And that's, I don't know, how does that relate to a number eight? Somehow it feels like it does. That
well,
not holding on to what is holding you back, so to speak.
Right. Eight is an infinity sign. Upright. Okay. You stand in the center of that infinity sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
Because once you do that, everything just sort of flows past, and it's like sitting there with a conveyor belt, and you just pick off what you want.
Yeah.
And let the rest go.
Yeah.
And once you do that, then you begin moving into the abundance that you're entitled to.
Yes.
And I did use the word entitled on purpose because people seem to think, well, I'm not entitled. And the simple fact is you are.
Yeah. And we all are just because we were born.
Right.
Exactly. Nothing you have to do to deserve that. We're God beings that have the courage to take on this clay vessel and to do the work of shifting a whole reality into, you know, a higher frequency. So that makes us some pretty special people.
Yes, it does. And, you know, this is the whole thing. I go round and round in circles with people sometimes because if you believe we're all children of, quote-unquote, God, okay, then that means we're all siblings. It doesn't matter the color of our skin, our culture, our belief system. Doesn't matter. We're all siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all of this mine is better than yours is stuff that's going on is nothing but sibling rivalry.
Okay, so that brings us in April, May now, right?
Yep.
May, okay. Is that all right we do this? This is really exciting to me. I'm liking this.
Sure. Wait a minute, let me get there. Okay. May is a 27-9.
That sounds powerful.
Yeah. It is completions and beginnings. Completions and beginnings. That's what a 9 is.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people say a 9 is completion, and they sort of stop there. But it's not. It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And any point on the circle can be the end, but the next point is going to be the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. It's all that circle of continuation. And it's a 27-9, so it's all about getting that mystical, mundane thing in balance, in service to others. Because simple fact of the matter is, you're never going to be free until you serve another.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just that all of that programming about going to the cross and all that stuff is a tad distorted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's really about serving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the whole thing. I mean, Christ set himself up. And under Roman law, there are very few things you could get crucified for. And one of them was felonious assault. And that's exactly what he did in the temple.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Yeah, and then they went ahead and crucified him in order for him to show us, hey, guys, you can resurrect yourself.
Mm-hmm. So that was even that bad thing that happened was actually part of the whole divine plan so that he could go home, which is where we want to go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing, you know, that whole victim-victimizer paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
That's real old school, and we have to change it as we're moving into the new consciousness.
Right, as we move out of the Piscean age of the whole patriarchal and, you know, the chelas and the gurus and the God is somebody that's far, far off in heaven and, you know, if you're good, you go to heaven. If you're bad, you go to hell. You know, that's all part of the Kali Yuga. That's the last 2,000 years before the Golden Age.
Right.
So that's about as dark as it gets. So we're now moving into the Aquarian age, and this is where all one, we're one group, we're all unity, we're all working together to move into the highest frequency that we can hold within our consciousness. So
it's a whole
different ball game.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, we basically have to reconstruct a new mythology.
Yes.
For this whole thing. And, you know, part of it is getting rid of that victim-victimizer thing. You can resurrect yourself without going to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
It's
better that way.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer it. Lord.
Well, we do have to, you know, deal with our own darkness and heal our own selves and wake up. And, you know, we do all of our work.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it all knowing that we are doing it, as long as it all stays inside of ourselves, and
right.
we're not projecting it out that somebody else is making us do it, and we're not trying to make somebody else do it, then we're keeping that loop within ourselves, because in ourselves is where we connect in a unified fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't connect from holding hands on the outside. We connect by merging our consciousnesses on the inside.
Right.
So
that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that whole process is basically to get people back to standing on their own two feet.
Yeah.
You know, and doing it their way. I mean, for crying out loud, Source created 6,800,000,000 plus expressions of itself.
Yeah.
That's a lot of variety.
On this planet.
Yeah, just on this
on
planet.
On this particular one of the many parallel Earths. In this particular time-space quadrant. So
right.
we don't even want to know about how much the other ones there are.
yeah, exactly. And that's the whole thing. Everybody's waiting on us because this free will planet, basically none of the other free will planets made it, but we did. And the whole thing is we're showing them that you can have free will and still participate in a group, adding whatever your little piece is. And that's the true oneness. It is not about a glass of milk. where everything is homogeneous.
Yeah.
Even right. though some of the religions try to push that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's about honoring the diversity that we have created.
Yeah.
And using it wisely.
Yes.
Because there's enough resources on this planet to feed, house, take care of all the basic necessities for everybody. And then once we decide to do that, everybody will be able to develop their own potential. That's where we want to get to.
Yes. And also, let's do June and then we'll stop there because they can get the rest in your article and they could probably connect with you on one of your sites to get the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, or they can call me at 770-517-3713. I don't call my number very often, so I have to stop and think about it.
Good. Say that again, because people can.
Okay, 770-517-3713.
Good. So let's do June, and then they got 6 months ahead, and then I want to hear about what you were saying, some things before that I've heard you speak about 2012. So why don't you get us through June? Tell me about June.
Okay, June is halfway through the year. You've completed two quarters. And each quarter, of course, has a designation. The numerologic year runs from September to September.
Mm-hmm.
And October, November, December, right now, you're clarifying and creating your vision, the seeds that you want to manifest next year.
Oh, great.
Okay.
That's
so by the time you get to June, you've done all your preliminary work, you've weeded the garden, you've pruned the fruit, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting to collect the harvest for June, July, and August.
Mm-hmm.
And in June, you're going to have the energies of a 28/10/1, which is being the leader in your life and understanding the law of justice, not judgment, justice,
mm-hmm.
which is basically as you sow, so shall you reap.
Right.
And it's going to be up in your face if you've been sowing some screwy stuff.
Right. We already are creating our reality every minute with every thought.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know it. So it's not that we have to learn how to do it. All we have to do is be aware that we're already doing it, and then we can start seeing how when, you know, we're in a not-so-great place, not-so-great thing happens, and when we just surrender into the flow, things just flow. So,
well, that's the whole thing. And the whole idea is to understand that you're doing it.
Yeah.
And as you become, what was it, the Oracle of Delphi, know thyself?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't judge yourself. Just know yourself.
Yes.
And embrace those fears, you know, because the whole thing is it's neither good nor bad. It's just a different vibration.
Yeah.
And if you embrace your fears, then you love them. And when you love them, they're no longer a fear.
Yes, exactly. You've just transmuted that love to fear. I mean, that fear to love.
Yeah, exactly. And in June, it's going to be all about originality, and it's going to be about initiative. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when something comes up and you see nobody else is doing it, but it's something that needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
you just do it.
Yeah.
You know, none of this garbage about, well, it's his job, you know.
Or I
can't. There. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're there. Do it.
Yeah. If it's there in front of you and you have a vague ability to do it, then it's your job.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing, the law of justice. As you sow, so shall you reap. Well, if you just take the initiative and do whatever you're led to do.
Yeah.
Because your intuition is going to be guiding you all month long, as well as having a boost from the yearly energies,
mm-hmm.
then you'll be able to stand on your own two feet. You understand that you can cope no matter what's thrown at you. And that's what's going to start breaking down those veils of limitation that we put. I mean, they served us, but they're no longer necessary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 2012, you're saying there are some other dates.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond
well,
that.
Everybody's running around with this Mayan calendar thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it stopped in 2012. We're going to die, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows why they stopped keeping the calendar in 2012? You know, at that point. It's pretty much coincides with the time when the culture and the civilization began to break down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense that they stopped mucking around with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mayan calendar itself is actually three calendars. It's a system of almanacs and calendars.
Uh-huh.
That's built on previous calendars like the Zopatec, the Olmecs, the Mixtec, the Aztecs. The only reason that the Maya's gotten so much publicity, as well as the Aztec, those are the ones we know the most about.
Uh-huh, yeah.
However, if you look at a calendar that they finally decoded that is located in the Great Pyramid,
mm-hmm.
it shows 2012, but it shows it as a transition. Now, that calendar actually was done around 2560 B.C.,
right.
So a good 2,000 years almost prior. And there was the land bridge and all this other stuff. So more than likely that's where this whole Mayan thing came from. And what they did is the Mayas took all of the calendars and tweaked them.
Uh-huh.
So that they would coincide. And, yeah, it's sort of like a game of telephone. You can look at the Great Pyramid calendar is sort of the root of the whole thing,
yes.
for lack of a better term.
Yes.
And
well, it's the PR,
mm-hmm.
the public relations, gets everybody going.
yeah, and it's like the Great Pyramid calendar continues well past 2900.
Uh-huh.
It shows 2012 as a transition point, then it shows 2030 as another transition point, and 2057 as a third transition point for this phase of things.
So there's 2012, and what was the other one?
2030. And 2057.
And 2057. So what's the numerology for those?
Well,
I'm making you think.
yeah, you are. 2012 is a vibration of initiation.
Uh-huh.
The date of December 21st, 2012 was actually a vibration of initiation into spirit in the physical.
Okay.
So the month of December is a 12-3, which is an integrated person primarily from the physical perspective in balance and manifesting who they are through their choices.
Mm-hmm.
Then 21-3, which is the other side of that 3, is the integrated person primarily from the spiritual perspective, perspective, in balance and manifesting who they are through their choices. So you got those two working together.
Yeah.
Okay? So that indicates that everybody in the group consciousness is going to have the potential to see the whole picture and make their choices accordingly.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So 2012 is the 23-5, and it's all about freedom. About responsibility, because every vibration has the preceding vibrations. So
yes.
You start with one, and that's the individual being the leader in their life. Then you move to two, when the individual starts understanding that there's just maybe a little bit more than physical.
Yeah.
And getting that in balance. Then you move to three, which is the celebration of being able to do that, being whole. Then you move to four, which is all about self-discipline. And self-discipline is not punishment, okay? It
mm-hmm.
makes life a lot easier. I mean, if you're going to build a house, you're not going to have the wood scattered all over the place.
Right.
You're going to have it in pile.
Yeah.
That's what self-discipline's about. Then you move to freedom because you've got that self-discipline. Freedom is not an entitlement. It is a privilege. And along with that goes responsibility.
Yes.
So So 2012 itself is basically, it's the balance of spirit, which is a 20, through learning all about the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And moving into experiencing being a true, complete human being, which is spirit in a bodysuit having a physical experience.
Yes.
Because 2012, the date itself is the 29/11, which is that connection to spirit. So it's a new adventure. It's a new dream. And when you look at it, the Mesoamericans believed we were dreaming what we think is real anyway.
Right.
So if you look at human history, we actually chose to dream a nightmare. And now
yeah,
it's time
I'm
to dream the real dream.
Yeah, we're done with the dream is a nightmare.
Yep,
That's not fun. Not fun.
So now it's time to dream the real dream.
And the dream that reality was a nightmare, that wasn't our dream. That was the dream that when we were in that victim mentality and the very few people that were, you know, actually had their, you know, fingers on the buttons, you know, were telling all the other masses what to do.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we need to do now is to stop asking a person over there or that person over there to do that for us. If we need to do it for us, because that's the only way that we can have that freedom. We have to take that control of our life, because it's for all of us to do together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You know, the oneness that started before Atlantis went wonky. Was all about everybody being who they are and bringing their contribution to the pile.
Yes.
And, you know, not saying your contribution is better than my contribution. I mean, you know, be honest with what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Everybody looks down at garbage collectors, but, you know, we'd be in a heck of a mess if we didn't have them.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So
does it say what's happening in the, or what, I don't know, the energy fields of 2030 and 2050? Is that it? 20?
Yeah.
The other two.
2030 is a repeat of the vibrations of 2012. Okay? It's another 23.5, but at a higher level.
So it's just, it's like there's a completion of the circle and it opens up to go to that next level.
Right, right.
If you want to do it sequentially, you can just skip it and go all the way up, like, some of us.
Some of us tend to be expanded achievers.
Yes.
And then 2057 is another 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 14.5, which is all about 10 being the enlightened individual you are.
Yeah.
Looking at everything from an organizational viewpoint, which of course is efficient.
Yeah.
And moving the whole group forward in that spot.
Right. And that really fits with what I've been kind of feeling and knowing within myself and within my inner communications, that ascension is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And that we all are creating our process. And where we are within that process is completely our own choice.
Exactly.
And, you know, basically kind of what goes up comes down, you know, because light travels in a circle.
Mm.
So as we raise our consciousness up into higher frequencies in our superconscious, then it's going to hit those lower frequencies in our subconscious.
Mm.
So then we have to, okay, I'm going to release that thing that happened and that thing that happened. And we don't run out of it, because we release the things that happen in this life, and then we have other lives, and then we are also releasing the things that happened to Gaia, because then we're getting into unity consciousness. So it's like we're doing, releasing what other people have done and had and experienced, and healing the planet. So there's that push-pull where we, you know, when that circular, the light moves up into the higher frequencies and we get all this wonderful illumination, and then it completes its circle, and we need to ground that. In daily life and in our lives and in our service and in our actions. So it's what you were saying.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, because the whole idea is we have decided to bring home here.
Yeah.
I think basically because the travel was too expensive. I mean, have you seen the funeral lately?
Absolutely, and gasoline to the 50 mentions just over
the roof.
Exactly.
So, you know, we're just going to bring that here. See, the thing is, what was going on in Atlantis? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. You also have to remember that the group consciousness was still very young.
Yes.
And
yes.
What has happened now is that we've grown up, although there are a lot of people who don't want to be grown up. And the universe says, tough nookies, you're grown up.
Yeah.
So that's why back in the 90s, all of a sudden, karma came back right away. You
yeah.
did something stupid, and you were going to find out about it real quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we got to the point that we had command of our Akashic records. And we
yeah.
could go back, and we could change things.
Yeah.
To move us into the new paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
And, right. yeah, it was funny because when that finally happened, I got this vision of the Lords of Karma, and they were having a great old party.
Well, tell us the all of us that are listening a little bit more about the thing that happened in the 90s. I think that's interesting. Can you share that a little bit?
Oh, sure. Well, one of the things that happened is the next level up from the physical, the etheric,
mm-hmm.
blew up, okay, in the mid-90s. Why? Because all of the nasty stuff, negative, you know, I hate to say negative, but the denser energies
right.
were being dumped in there.
Yeah.
And that, the whole process up to that point was that karma is nothing but energy. And
right.
if you want to go into karmic debt, that's just simply either you've held on to some energy that belongs to somebody else, or
yeah.
you gave your energy away to somebody else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that can happen.
And that's what the karmic records are all about. However, we got to the point that all we have to do now, if we get the feeling that this is karmic, how do you know it's karmic? You really feel it. It's intense. You're drawn to this person. Okay?
Yeah.
Then all you have to do is choose a different way to respond. And that will, because you'll be drawn to this person, and either you'll hate their guts or you'll love them to hell. And the thing is, if you hate their guts, for example, you know, keep thinking about Abraham Lincoln, who said, "I don't like him. I got to get to know him more."
exactly.
So choose a different way to respond. If your knee-jerk reaction is to lash out, stop yourself and breathe, and choose
yeah.
a different way.
Right.
Doesn't matter what it is, just choose a different way. And the minute you do that, you're going to rebalance your own energies.
Right, and we can do that, you know, from that action level and from our emotional level and from our thoughts level.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And once you manifest it in the physical by doing something differently,
yeah.
you've gone through all those levels.
Right. Because
so,
you changed the triggers. So
exactly.
it blew up. What? How did that happen? What?
Overload.
So when it blew up, what happened? It was dispersed in some manner or
yeah, it was
collapsed or?
It was dispersed and collapsed and all that kind of stuff. And what happened is the astral level came down a level, which if you think about it, you go back to the 90s, all of a sudden people were getting more information. They were having lucid dreams. They were having all these other things going on
uh-huh.
because their awareness started expanding. Once that blew up, that pretty much took out the veil.
I see. Took out that veil. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's when everything started happening, and when you wanted to get real sure that you were breathing and getting in the middle of that lovely little figure eight, because stuff
right.
was happening fast, and it's been happening faster and faster.
Absolutely. Faster
you
and
know,
faster every year.
Yeah, simply because we're grown-ups now. Kids couldn't have handled it.
Yeah, right. And speaking of kids, the kids that are coming in are so advanced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'll have parents say, well, you know, I can't move. What about my children? And I'll say, you'll have a hard time keeping up with your children.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about them. You
yep.
know, they came in fully awake.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. If you look at it numerologically, all
mm-hmm.
kids that came in from January 1st, 1998, We're indigo vibration or above.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just got a whole bunch of them running around.
Yeah.
And
right.
Some of them are doing the psychic kid bit, and some of them aren't, because
yeah.
that's what they came to do.
Right.
Okay. So it's very important to understand that the parents in particular have to understand that these kids coming in are essentially masters, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're a master in this particular physical plane.
Yes, definitely.
You know, they could have come from other planets, other physicalities, other dimensions, you know, whatever. And so your job is to be a parent, not a friend.
Yeah, because they need to learn the rules of this place that they're born into.
Exactly.
Because they're, you need to, you know, we want to work within the society to fix it.
Exactly.
But at the same time, the indigos are, they're like, you know, the busters. It's like, no, this, I'm not playing this game. This doesn't work for me.
Right.
And
go ahead.
Oh, that was basically it. And so then, they're very courageous because a lot of them are getting all kinds of labels and put on drugs and labeled bad, and that makes me very sad. But they're courageous warriors, and they knew that when they came. They were the first ones in. You know, it's like, you know, the Green Beret. You know,
yep.
They're the first ones that go in to say, hey, this, you know, this is different now. We have to change.
And
so,
that's the thing. It was their job to point out failures in the system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done. And, you know, people need to understand that there have always been indigos, there's always been crystals, there's always been diamonds, there's a, you know, there's just a lot of them now.
Right.
And I had six, well, there were at least indigo, some of them were crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the big thing that I learned, because kids teach you a lot, is that it was my job to get them to understand the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Because once they understood it, they'd know which ones they could break and which ones they could bend.
Yes. So that they don't create too much conflict for themselves.
Exactly.
Because there's ways to do it that doesn't have to create conflict.
Exactly.
That's a distraction from your
yeah.
overall purpose.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. One of the things that the crystals are having trouble with, which is why you're getting a lot of autism, is because we've still got so much fear coming up to be cleared.
Yeah.
You know, and them being kids, not understanding you got to grow into it, they do what seems to be best for them, which is to withdraw.
Yeah. Right. And they come in with all of their expanded perceptions wide open, and it's just overload. You know, that's probably the reason why they withdraw too. And they're these are very advanced beings who have come in to show us that there's something happening here, and it's time to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
This is not business as usual.
The thing is that the parents have to realize, like it or not, advanced or not, they're still kids.
Yeah, they are.
And the whole aspect of that that has helped us is because kids and women under the patriarchy were considered nothing but property.
Right, and we're changing all of that now.
Exactly.
Kids are people, and women
mm-hmm.
are people. We're all people, and we're all one.
Yep.
You know, not only are we not as good, we're all one. So there is no judgment to even be made in any fashion. Because any judgment that we would put out, we've actually, it's coming from within,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and it's that thinking. But, you know, I wanted to have, if you could just give us a quick little meditation. We have just about 5 minutes left. So if you could just give us a quick little meditation, that would be wonderful to kind of allow all this great information to congeal in their brains a little bit.
Okie dokie. And need everybody to get into a comfortable position.
Yeah.
And you can sit, you can lie down, you can do whatever, float your boat. And start relaxing your physical body by breathing deeply in, focusing on your breath, and then breathing out. And just continue to do that as you're going along, feeling your body relax. Because once your body relaxes, your mind goes into meditative state. And that's where you want to be. So breathe deeply and evenly. And just continue doing that. Now, as you relax, begin seeing your breath coming into your nose, down to the middle of your body, and then going forward on the front of your legs, and then coming up the back of your legs, back to the middle of your body, up over your head, and then back to your middle of your body. That is the infinity loop. Keep breathing that and breathing it till you get comfortable with it. Now move your consciousness down to the middle of your body. Don't think, don't analyze. Just move your conscious awareness down to the middle of your body, to that center point. And let your consciousness sit there. And as the energy flows, you will have your heart energy, your love, and an understanding of unconditional love. And you will have your mental energies of action rotating through that figure eight, through your consciousness. And focus on thinking with your heart and feeling with your mind, your mental energies. Reverse the roles. And just keep breathing through it. Releasing anything that gets in the way. Clearing it. Making it a smooth flow. And just continue to breathe out. You can do this anytime. It's very good to do if you're in a stressful situation. And you will begin understanding what it means to think with your heart, which means you'll listen. Because that's 90% of communication. And you'll learn what it means to feel with your mind so that you get out of comparison. And just breathe it in and out through that figure eight. And then when you're ready, come back.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're all thinking with our heart and feeling with our mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And thank you so much. And great talking to you. And again, you want to give your ID out so people can get to you again?
Okay. Main website is theawakeningcenter.com. The social site is theawakenet.org. My email is Rhonda with an H at theawakeningcenter.com. And radio show is on Blog Talk Radio, 6 o'clock Sunday nights, called Awake Now What? And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/awake. And I am having, there's a book being published soon about 2012, and I have a couple of articles in there, too. It's an anthology. Not sure what he's going to call it yet, but it's in the process. And we'll have it up on our sites when we find that out. My
Great.
Phone number? My phone number? 770-517-3713.
So all of you get in touch with her, and she can give you a lot of really good information to just awake. now. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. You have a good day, and thank you for having me on. I'm honored.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you.